don't try and eat a dry biscuit with seconds to go in a song. If you're ever doing a radio program, there it is. Seconds to go in the song, don't eat a dry biscuit because it doesn't go down. It's the panic. I think I spat half of it out and swallowed half of it. So a little bit of a mess here in the ABC Gippsland studio. Don't worry, I will clean it up. We've got a finance report at 5 to 11. And while we are on this road to the finance report, I'm going to look at the future of payment. How times have changed, haven't they, when it has come to payment options at retail outlets? There was cash. There is always cash, and we still have cash. Checks. You have your credit cards. Many of you might still have a bank passbook when you go onto the bank. FPOST cards. And now I think Visa and MasterCard are the two companies that are trialling digital wallet services where you can pay for goods with a simple wave of your smartphone. My goodness. Morris Mizalowski is a business futurist and my guest on ABC Gippsland. Hi, Morris.
Hi, Sue.
I'm the biggest dinosaur when it comes to technology.
Oh, you're not.
Yes.
You're not. You should try sweet biscuits, by the way, not dry biscuits.
I don't know. I'm not game to try it ever again. It's all stuck in my windpipe, all this biscuit.
Oh, too much information.
I know. But I'll let you in on the secret if I have to have a little cough during the interview. But I'm curious about the digital wallet. What is it?
Digital wallet, as you've said perfectly, is really the next evolution. It's the next step. For some people, a step too far. But that's what we've said all the way along. What we're going to find in the next couple of years is that we're going to do away with our plastic credit cards, debit cards, and everything else we carry in our purses and wallets. And they're all going to move on to our mobile device or something else that we carry around that's a piece of technology.
Morris, I don't even internet bank.
But we should. And you're not alone. You're really not alone, Sue.
I'm a little scared with that my phone has so much power.
It does. Isn't it incredible what we can do now? And you're really not alone. You're not one of the last by any means who don't internet bank.
Yep.
But more and more people are. When I had this conversation 10, 15 years ago, everybody, including my family, said, we're never going to get onto this internet thing. Mm. It's just not for me. You know, we're never going to do any of this stuff. And now the vast majority of people are comfortable with the internet to some degree. They are comfortable to some degree using an ATM machine, which again is just a little box in the middle of a street that you're putting a card into.
I'm happy with using that.
But we do all these things now, and most people are somewhat comfortable, more comfortable, like it, don't like it, but it's part of our everyday being. And digital wallets are really the next thing.
Okay.
5 years from now, it'll just be another thing that we use to make payments for goods and services.
So it all works on your smartphone. So what happens if you're going to a shop and this facility is available? What do I hand over my phone, or what's the application?
Sure. So for most of us, we're used to using what are called contactless smart cards, which are going back to our credit card.
Yep.
We go up to a little device, we might tap it. You know, sometimes if it's still a bit old-fashioned, we might have to insert and put a key in. But mostly nowadays we can tap, especially for small purchases. Our mobile phones are going to work on the same way of tapping. So you won't be handing over your phone to somebody else. What you'll be doing is setting your mobile phone on, so there'll be an app or something that you'll open, or the store will open it on your behalf, again with your permission, and you will okay it. You'll okay it by pressing okay, by putting your fingerprint on it. Whatever it is that's been set up as your security method, which is the equivalent of the PIN number now, once you've done that, you'll just tap it onto the device and you'll be good to go.
Right, and then the money is then taken out of my account.
Absolutely the same
as my via my smartphone.
Which is pretty much what's happening now with our credit card. So all of that, once your phone's touched on, the back end of it for the banks is the same as it was before. Your card will be debited immediately, and the merchant will get the money sometime.
Where is this technology being used already, or is it being used already?
It is. It's called NFC, which stands for Near Field Communication. And we're seeing it being used a little bit in Europe, and we're seeing it being used in Japan, where it's been used for a number of years, and some spots in Asia. It's really spotty at this stage. And the reason for that is because we don't have the technology yet that can make it work for everybody. We're waiting for it to be on our mobile phones. So the Android phones, which are the non-Apple, the high-end Android phones now come with a chip which has NFC buried in it. That's big words to say. Basically, those phones come ready to use for this thing. We're waiting for lots and lots more phones to have this hardwired into it. And once that happens, it'll become more and more normal. And that's due to happen somewhere in between the next 6 to 18 months.
So some of these phones have to become smarter because we're hearing or have heard of the limitations of some of the Android phones, whereby people who are offering an app or a service are saying, not for Android, unfortunately.
Mm. So it's going to be agnostic, or we're told it's going to be agnostic, which means it'll work across all phones. But what's going to happen is it won't be an app, it'll actually be part of the phone itself.
Okay.
So it'll be built in as a chip.
Right.
And that's the big thing that we're waiting for. So some of these phones already have that chip inside of it, and the majority of phones don't yet.
The safety aspect, and we touched very briefly on that, is something that people will be concerned about. And I wonder whether there has been any challenge in the tap on and tap off with the cards, the way that they are for a security measure or a security feature. What kind of problems might arise out of this?
The answer to that is always quoting my great philosopher, which is get smart, and that is that some people use things for niceness, some people use things for evilness.
Yeah.
The vast majority of things, really 99% of transactions that we'll do will be absolutely safe. I do work with the banks and the credit card companies. I can tell you that they are doing everything humanly, robotically, electronically possible to make sure that these things are secure, including also guaranteeing the transaction, which means that if something goes wrong, they'll pick up the tab, not you. But somebody's always going to come along and try and deceive us and take money away, which they did. You know, Ned Kelly did it. Everybody's done it. We had bushrangers and bank robbers who tried the same thing. But I don't think we should discount the whole of technology because of this horrible 0.05% of people.
Because of the fear of it all.
Yeah.
And it is that thing whereby somebody challenges the system and the powers that be put a stop to it, think more about what they're offering and the service they're offering and maybe tightening it up, and then someone challenges it again. I don't like the fact that they take the money, but the fact that they are challenging a system is it keeps people who develop these things on their toes. So sometimes it's a good thing.
Yeah, but not with my money.
But not with my money either.
So, yes, you're right. It does push innovation, but there are much better ways that we can do it without this. And again, if they would just use their great talents for something more purposeful for humankind.
For good, not evil.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maurice Mizalowski, business futurist, my guest on ABC Gippsland, 10 minutes to 11, and we're learning a little about the digital wallet, which do you think, Maurice, will replace cash?
I don't think it's going to replace cash entirely. I talk about a less cash society rather than a cashless society. Some people like to carry notes in their pocket. Some people just like the feel and look of it. Those people should always have the ability to have physical notes in their pocket. But for the vast majority of people, we don't carry much coinage, much cash around anymore. In fact, many people don't even want a coin as change. So what we're finding is that more and more people are happy to use their credit debit cards for transactions. Less and less people are carrying it around. There's actually less notes in circulation than there ever has been before. And most people are using transactions when they're using cash. They're using it for under $25 anyway. They only carry a little bit of money around.
Sure.
With this new technology, you won't even bother because the $25, you can just tap it and it'll go away.
What are the other applications of it? What could it be used for besides buying something at the counter?
So what this digital wallet is really going to become is your digital folder. And anything that you buy that has a ticket attached to it. So one day in the not too distant future, it's possible that our driver's licenses will be attached to this, our passports will be attached to this. Any tickets that we buy for airlines or theatre or cinema will be attached to it. So this digital wallet will really be the intersection point for the world to give you things to store, to show that you have money or tickets or whatever else. But we're also going to go a couple of steps further with it. And again, NFC, near field communication, with this technology on your mobile device, you'll be able to go up to an object in a supermarket or in a store and just wave over it. And all of a sudden on the screen, you'll be able to see information about it. You might be able to watch a video. You might be able to see your friends who have used or bought it. And you'll also be able to go into your own home. Again, with your permission, no one else can do it. You'll be able to go into your own home to look in your cupboard or your closet to see if you've already got it or if it matches or do whatever else. So we've got a long way to go with NFC. The things they're talking about will evolve over the next couple of years to really open a bridge between your device and your world for you.
Yeah, incredible. The thing that people ought to start practicing now is not dropping their mobile phone into the loo when they go, or losing it or whatever, because that is very much going to be needed to be attached to your hip, more or less. It's going to be used for everything.
Which it's already become. I mean, most people now feel quite naked if they've left their mobile phone behind. And strangely, the insurance companies now say that they get less claims for mobile phones because people are so attached to them, they actually realise that they've left them behind.
All right.
And don't lose them as much.
Right, okay.
And the other beautiful thing about mobile phones, which we can't do with our wallet, is that if we do lose it and we have a backup, we can get it up and running quickly. And if you think about it, if you've ever lost your wallet, it can take hours, days, weeks to reinstate all your cards. You most probably won't get your cash back and all the rest of it. So there are some advantages.
And Morris, thank you very much for being so patient and so careful in the way you've explained it to me so that I can understand it. So terrific stuff. Thank you.
My pleasure. Chew safely. Enjoy the rest of the day.
Morris Mizalowski, business futurist and, dare I say, funny man. Very funny.